It's tuned, but for the record, I'll roll call. Okay, I would like to call the Congress back to order. The time is 2 p.m.
Let me get us turned on just
you're
a second.
On. You're on.
Thank you, Jordan.
Be here by then. Thank you, Jordan. All right, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
We should know
here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keen.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman. Congressman Big Horse. Speaker Pratt.
Here. Clerk, do you realize I think you've done share screen.
If I did, it was unintentional. And Joe Tillman says he's presenting. Let me see if I can fix that.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay.
Mr. Tillman. Okay. Okay.
We have everyone identified.
This is Andrea Kimball. I'm probably one of those callers.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Big Horse. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and go on to. So is Congressman Tillman present?
Can you hear me now?
Well, I can. Thank you.
Here.
Make sure. Okay, thank you. All right, we are now on third reading. We're on OSC. Assistant Chief Redcorn is present. Thank you. ONCA 2104, committee reports, please. Congressman Keene.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this afternoon. The final committee action was due pass for ONCA 21.04. Final committee action was due pass for ONCA 21-05, and final committee action was due pass for ONCR 21-01. The yes votes were Keen, Good Fox, and Big Horse for all three, and that's all we have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. We are now on third reading. ONCA 2104, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 as a contribution to the National Museum of the American Indian for the National Native American Veterans Memorial and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. I choose to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill?
Madam Speaker, this is Maker.
Congressman Maker, you have the floor.
Yes, I really am in favor of this appropriation. In the beginning, I was kind of a little shaky on it, but as I read the information that Congresswoman Speaker Pratt provided, I seen how important it was to have that amount. And I think it's going to be a tribute to the Osage Nation and our people for when they go out to travel to Washington. They're going to go to that memorial, and they're going to be very proud to see the Osage Nation as a major contributor as funding and also a major contributor for veterans' participation throughout the history of this whole entire country. Even back in the 1800s, coming forward, the Osage Nation, who we are, a warrior nation, we've always been well represented in everything we've done in the way of helping the government. And I think it's shows reflection upon the entire nation, this Congress, the leadership, and we can make all of our veterans, Osage veterans, and all Native American veterans proud. So I really urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Anyone else?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd just like to take a moment and say that, you know, opportunities like this only come by once in a while. And I know that we've had a lot of difficulty in discussing money and even in the last session. But for us to do this and represent our people and to represent all the nations that are coming together and to build this monument is a true reflection on our people who fought in the wars, not even being recognized as citizens. And I think it's something that future generations will be really proud that we participated in. So yes, I'll be supporting this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Anyone else? Okay, I would just like to, I spoke a lot about it in committee. It actually went, had been to a previous committee meeting during the interim, prior to just as coronavirus, you know, the outbreak. I believe we met in early March and spoke with Elaine Webster from NMAI. They've done an outstanding job, she and Kevin Gover and their team, on fundraising. We are very grateful to the United States to have allowed for a long overdue memorial to represent Native American veterans. As my colleague spoke before, we have, as we know, we have a long, long history of service to this country, the warriors that came before us. And I'm proud to be a part of that group of individuals who have sworn an oath and, you know, served our country. So it's near and dear to my heart, but also what it means to me to bring forth this opportunity to represent all Osage veterans, because we as Osage have a long standing history of servicemen and women, and very proud of all of them and everything they do. And we just, you know, it's been said before by Chief Standing Bear, his words really resonated with me. At one time at the end of a video that was just made for the Osage Veterans Memorial, which was, you know, how can you do enough? Where does that end? And, you know, as we continue all the work that we do with veterans organizations that I do, I keep trying to get better at that and give back to our people who have served our country. Because they are few who have donned the uniform of this country. So I would appreciate your support. This is, as Congresswoman Stabler said, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I would really hate for, you know, our people, our veterans, as Congressman Maker said, to travel to Washington, D.C. and to see our seal and our people, our veterans not represented. And therefore, I feel that it is, I would go ahead and say imperative to pass this bill at this time and make sure that we are included in such a, you know, momentous occasion. And I did put this off as long as I could, but it's, you know, the time has come. Therefore, I think this needs to happen now. So I appreciate your support. I urge my colleagues to vote yes. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2104 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
The alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, ma'am. I was having problems with mine, and I couldn't get it unmuted in time to vote. So I wanted to be on record as a yes vote.
Clerk, is that the vote has already been called? Can that be included for Congressman Big Horse?
The vote's already been called, but he can be included on the next vote.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. So the alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2104 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2105, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,300,000 to financial assistance to supplement the CARES Act Direct Assistance Program and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against this bill, as I will close?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts and then Congressman, I believe, Maker?
Yes.
Okay. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2105 on General Order Day 2 for an amendment.
Point of order.
Congresswoman Lemon.
So I just need some understanding here. Is it because debate had not began by anybody speaking yet? Or you said that you closed? I thought that once, and I could be wrong, please correct me on that, but once debate begins, do we go forth?
I believe that at this point, I'm seeing it two ways at this moment. So, clerk, can you verify in the rule as debate began? I called for debate, but it has not technically begun.
That is true. You have called for debate. However, debate on the actual bill has not actually ensued. So the motion, I would believe, would be in order.
Correct. I agree. Okay. So there is a motion. Please repeat the motion, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. My motion was to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2105 on General Order Day 2 for an amendment.
Second for discussion.
There is no discussion as this is a rule suspension, but the motion has been made and seconded to return ONCA 2105 to General Order Day 2 right now for an amendment. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
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 Okay, the yeses were Potts and Tillman. Okay. We will continue with debate on ONCA 2105.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I really want to be in support of this bill. Page 1, line 27 states that the estimated need is $1.5 million. I'm aware that we have new documentation that says that it's really only going to be closer to $1.3 million, which is why I think that the author of the bill made the previous amendment. The previous amendment was to strike 1,500,000 and insert 1,300,000 throughout the bill. 1.5 million remains in section 1B of this bill. I would feel much more comfortable if this bill were to go back, be amended to read $1.3 million. Otherwise, it reads that we are shortchanging the need for the people of the Osage Nation and the estimated cost. In a week, in
California, ICU emissions have risen. Speaker Pratt, this is Alice.
The Los Angeles Board of Supervisors is considering.
Okay, Congresswoman Giffox.
The Rules and Ethics Committee asked legal counsel if that needed to be changed. The answer was no. It was a finding and not an amount. It doesn't look like we're shortchanging. While the appropriation changed, it was the original finding that it was 1.5. And so Rules and Ethics went forward with the engrossment that you have, the engrossed bill that you have before you. So just to clarify, I don't want anyone to think that Rules and Ethics didn't catch that. We did catch that. We sought an answer from our legal counsel, received our answer, and proceeded forward. So just to clarify that.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Anyone else? Okay. Hearing none, I will.
I was in line to for my comment.
Okay. Excuse me. Congresswoman, go ahead.
Yeah. First, still talking whether we favor or do not favor. Is that what we're doing now? Or are we still in the middle of a vote for that motion, or has someone made a floor motion? But if not, I would like to give my comments of this legislation, the COVID appropriation.
Yes, sir. Let me clarify where we are. The motion to return it to General Order Day 2 for the amendment that Congressman Potts is asking for failed, and then I said we will move on with debate, and then I called on Congressman Potts for debate. He spoke, and I apologize, I remember to call on you, but Congresswoman Goodfox asked to be called on, and I said her name. So we are still in the middle of debate, so I'm just clarifying for you, and it is your turn to debate on this bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for getting all this cleared up for us, Madam Speaker. Yes, I am in favor of this appropriation. Anytime we can assist our nation and our people with any kind of financial help, especially right now, and I know there's a lot of people that's very thankful for this appropriation and this help. And if we have any time we can assist the nation, if we were to get into a little bit of a bind with the money amounts that were left to use in this COVID response. So I'm all in favor of us helping our nation and our people. So I fully support this. And I was supportive of the $1.5 million. Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker.
This is Clay. Will you ask everyone to mute their phones? There's a lot of background noise.
Yes. Could everyone please remember to mute your phones if you are not speaking? Clerk, I don't know, but maybe the in-house mic might need to be checked as well. Thank you.
Speaker, the in-house mic has to be on for the recording to go live.
Okay. All right. Is that better, Mr. Gill?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Okay, hearing none, I will close. The original ask was 1.5 to assist, and I opened up in my comments in committee. I believed in continuing this program and assisting our people, as others have spoke on. I realized that, it was asked for first come, first serve. And then there was also a deadline of November 30th. We are close to that deadline at this point. I understand that this is a trying time, and I believe that I did a lot of work and did my job while we were in session in order to try to look for maybe things that weren't quite needed, additional expenses in order for us to have funds moving forward for different needs. And so I agree in, you know, assisting our people as well. It is a direct service. I really hope that there's an extension on the CARES money that's, been appropriated. I have spent this whole year paying attention, close attention to all this, meeting, with state and federal agencies in keeping up with all of this. And I, Ms. Kimball made comments in committee, and I, that kind of really stuck with me, because I too was looking at it as, well, you know, there's probably dangling CARES Act dollars out there in different programs and entities, but they have plans for that money, and I wish them well in those plans and hope that it can come together for them. And so she made the comment in saying they have moved, as I've sent you the most recent memos, in the money that has been moved over to this fund, funding, but they don't necessarily want to run and grab that money from anyone yet, because they still have plans and they're still moving forward every single day, hoping that these plans come to fruition. And so I'm in favor of that, because it would just kind of disrupt. And I'm hoping and praying literally that this goes through in an extension moving forward. And, you know, I was on a call just recently, and Congresswoman Sharice Davids spoke in absolutely pushing and pushed through NCAI, all of them talking about the push for another CARES funding round. And so, you know, I've felt the way I did and spoke on it at the beginning, was that that's a lot of money to give to tribes with a few bullet points of guidance. But I believe that everyone, you know, dug deep and got to work, and there was a lot of teamwork involved, and just hours and teamwork that has gone forth in trying to do all that we can to be able to spend that. And it was unfortunately during a crisis, but it was a grand opportunity to be able to do some things to assist our people moving forward. And so I really hope that there's an extension, and I hope that there's another additional rounds to come to help everyone in need at this time. So this is the amount that I received that they could, as of their standings, as of today, this morning, per the reports yesterday, that 1.3 would suffice. It was a little under the 1.3, but to be safe, kept it at 1.3. So I ask for your support on this bill so that we can just continue this program to the end of the deadline. I guess that's all for now. I would appreciate your support to assist our people in this direct assistance. Thank you very much. Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 2105 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay, ONCA SDA 2105 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2105 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 2101. A resolution to approve the financial management plan and investment strategy of the Osage Nation. Second speaker, Rebart, is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak for or against ONCR 2101? Okay, hearing none. Second speaker, Rebart, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. So ONCR 2101 is actually a response to previous legislation. ONCA 1923, which was passed back in April of 2019, that amended the definitions to include the financial management plan and investment strategy. It also included language that said that Congress would have to approve this plan by resolution. There was also ONCA 1924 that was also enacted the same year, April 11, 2019. Actually, I think she signed it on the 16th. This laid out three components of our investment plan in that we have a financial management and investment strategy, a plan and a strategy, that we also have an investment oversight committee, and that we also have an investment manager. So this would finalize all of those components. Actually, in April of 2020, a year later, Congress approved a resolution with regards to USI Consulting Group as our investment manager. And we have a oversight investment committee that has, I guess, Treasurer Jim Littleton and constituent Scott Manzer that serve on that oversight committee. So this is just the last piece. As you know, our investment fund includes our retained revenue and also our permanent fund money. So that's all the comments that I have to make, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCR 2101 pass?
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 2101 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Hearing none, we are to the point of adjournment.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn the third special session. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Say no. You're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Shanna, Trey, Jordan.
Speaker, call me when you get a chance.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Folks.
Are you still on there? Ah, she just got off there. Darn it.